Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX. I love that noise he makes at the end. I always make my own. It's like Max Kellerman on ESPN. No, we won't talk about that till later. Maybe we won't talk about it at all. Anyway, 6:13. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Good morning.
What's with the braids? You look like Swiss Miss.
Every once in a while, you just got to braid your hair.
Really?
Yeah. Especially like if maybe.
Did you bring the hot cocoa? Swiss Miss?
Yes.
That's not cocoa in that travel mug. I know it's
not. Do you want to try some? It's
no.
A delicious smoothie.
Is it a Try It Tuesday? No, it's not.
It's a delicious, healthy collagen peptide smoothie.
A what?
Collagen peptides. It's a new type of protein powder that's
what
kind
the
of like
hell is that?
Gaining collagen peptides.
The collagen is that stuff that you shoot in your lips, isn't it?
Yes. It's like building blocks of cells, right? Collagen, it keeps your skin plump and pretty. So you should have some collagen.
I'm already plump. I'm trying not to be plump. And I don't want to be pretty. So there you go. So no thanks.
Are you sure?
Thanks
it's delicious.
For offering. I'll
There's
drink,
spinach in it.
I'll stand over here and drink my lemon water. I don't need any spinach collagen smoothie. You know what the hot trend is now?
What?
Breast milk. We'll talk about that coming up this morning.
What?
Human breast milk is the new craze.
For what?
For health nuts like you.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
nope.
That's what I said when I read it.
Nope. It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminated.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Now, French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to rebuild Notre Dame at a cost of over $1 billion, and already French tycoons and businesses have pledged $700 million to rebuild. That's great that these businessmen and corporations are stepping up. I just pray that they don't sell the naming rights, because it just would not be the same. Would not be the same to visit the Tostitos Notre Dame Cathedral at Monster Energy Drink Ile de la Cité.
Good morning.
Life worth talking.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Tom with his lemon water and Laura with her Botox drink.
No, it's not.
What was that
Botox.
Again? What did you call it again?
Collagen peptide powder.
What?
See, Matt? This is why I invited
is this,
you.
Is this the chocolate concoction that looks like poop again?
Yes.
Okay.
It
right.
is. Although today it's unflavored collagen peptide powder. And then I have unsweetened almond milk, some spinach, but then I like to put cinnamon in it. And then it's the Dandy blend. It's coffee, but not coffee. It's an herbal
yes,
coffee.
Yes, I remember this last time.
The Dandy blend.
You have weird taste buds.
And what did I say to you? The next big health craze is human breast milk.
No, it's not.
What?
Please don't bring any in on a Try It Tuesday. It's time to put the milk aside and drink human breast milk.
Please elaborate.
No.
What? Why is this a thing? Let's not. Although if you think about it, we are the only mammal that continues to drink milk past infancy, but it's not the milk of our own species.
It's
the milk of another.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you stop and think about it, it does creep me out a little bit.
That is interesting now that you
when you put it in that capacity, right? No other mammals drink milk past infancy. They stop because they can process and eat other things.
The guys at the Americas right now are looking at their beer saying, we don't drink no milk.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So guys at the Hookies, the Americas, we love you.
Well, like I said, I can remember the last glass of milk I had. Like, I haven't had a glass of milk since I was a kid, basically.
Me too. I hate it. But this breast milk is supposed to help us.
No. No.
I agree with you guys. Well, listen.
Human milk oligosaccharides are the third most abundant component in human milk, and until now, only breastfed babies have been able to benefit. And the data are very promising, showing that can support and strengthen the developing immune system more like the breastfed baby. The potential, again, for GI health and immune health would include gastrointestinal disorders, diarrhea, for example, infectious diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, food allergies, the list goes on. They are very promising.
They all could be cured if we just drink
guess
breast
what?
Milk.
No. Guess what?
What?
I have an alternative. That's crap. Collagen peptides? Collagen? Does the exact same thing.
Did you have it to helps. Use the word crap?
Yes. collagen peptides will do the same thing now.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because collagen helps like keep your joints together, right?
Okay.
Like, so by taking collagen as you age, it helps with your skin's elasticity. It helps to relieve joint pain. So there are lots of studies. It's that's a buzz thing right now. It's like buzzing.
But at the same time, human milk could be quite the industry.
No.
It could be like a second job. Oh, wait.
No.
Like a second. Are you talking about like a nursemaid?
I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's extra money. It could be, where is this human milk going to come from? Not Matt, not this guy. Uh-uh.
Why are you, no. No.
Does your current phone system support the communication requirements of your business? Maybe you've grown too big, or maybe.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX got you dancing now. 6:43, the hottest thing. What's hotter than Game of Thrones on TV? The dude on Jeopardy. He's ripping it up. He almost beat his own record last night.
That's
for
awesome.
The single episode money gain or whatever.
In the year 2014, this 10,000 square mile region moved its clocks forward 2 hours to Moscow Standard Time. James, our champion, had 66,181 and wrote down the correct response. What is Crimea? And as he indicated yesterday, he's running out of birthdays, so he salutes no one. What does he add in cash? 40 grand.
Oh!
106,181.
What? This guy,
what?
Is there no stopping this dude?
That's amazing. It's almost like, what's his name? Ken Jennings, right?
Yeah.
From before, uh-huh. Breaking the $1 million mark.
James Holzhauer is on his way.
Good job, James.
Another $106,181.
I love Jeopardy. Do you love Jeopardy?
I love it, but it makes me feel dumb. Because if there's a lifestyle category, I zip right through it. But if it's something like science,
oh, no, I like it.
I stumble and I'm like, ugh.
I like to go and if I eat dinner at my parents' house, we'll have Jeopardy on, and I like to try and beat my mom and dad. It's funny.
Does
my
it dad get competitive?
No, just it's just like casual competition.
Okay.
But like
all
my
right.
dad will beat me in sports categories, but my mom and I typically are like neck and neck for history, science, pop culture,
math,
that kind of
that.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch Wheel of Fortune with my grandfather
because
he was hilarious. He would wait until the puzzle was solved. And then he would say the answer. Like, the person would win, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, stitch in time, yep, mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm. I'd look at him, I'd go.
He'd be like, what, Vanna already turned the letter over, man.
I'd say, Pop, you're the smartest guy I know. And he'd go, oh, thank you very much. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Are all the roads open now? Are all the trees cleared? I got a haircut yesterday, and that's all everybody in the barbershop was talking about.
I think they are.
Right.
At least the back roads that I sort of frequent in the area, they are, like, the debris has been cleared.
And when is it going to be totally cleared, or don't we have to do that anymore? You ever like, drive down a road, and there's a tree down, and they just, like, cut it off where the guardrail is?
And then it's, like, kind like of, like, hanging. Just, like, hanging, chilling on the side of the road.
Rotting away or something.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it. That was the topic of the barbershop in Danville yesterday.
My only concern, actually, looking ahead at the AccuWeather forecast,
yes.
is then the flooding or potential for flooding on Friday with all of the debris in the river, along the river, clogging up underneath bridges.
There you go.
That becomes real, really problematic.
Yes, it does. So, which takes me back to how much cleanup is enough cleanup.
Yeah, I don't
know. I know we had to get the roads open, don't get me wrong, but there's still a lot of stuff still laying alongside
there
the
is.
Road.
There is. I don't know. This spring weather has been very interesting this year. I hope that is not sort of shades of what's to come because, oh, who was I talking? Oh, Alan Ard said 71 days of rain.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. I really hope that we just cut that in half this year.
At least. At least.
So much rain last year.
I'm just hoping for a good spring and a good summer. And yeah, let's just cross our fingers.
A good summer thunderstorm is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't want a drought, but just
no.
I don't want it to be so rainy.
You know, that's a good point. We don't need any extreme. We don't need 100 inches of snow. We don't need no snow at all because a white Christmas is nice. We don't need flooding, but we don't need drought.
Just middle of the road.
Can we please?
Whoever's listening upstairs.
Mother Nature,
Mother Earth.
Can we please have
middle of the road? Middle of the road, please.
That would be nice. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 7-Eleven. Good morning. Help me out, parents. I'm an old man. I'm a crotchety old man. I what's with this Peppa Pig thing?
Oh, that's like a cartoon for little kids.
Right, but now their kids are watching it too much and they're starting to speak in a British accent.
Yeah.
And parents are getting upset. Like, what? What is up with that?
Well, they're like little sponges when they're little kids.
Well, yeah,
so that's why
all smart kids are.
Like Diego and Dora the Explorer are good things because they teach little kids Spanish.
Right.
So Peppa Pig.
What does Peppa Pig teach kids?
She speaks with a British accent. I don't know.
Peppa is a girl. Mm-hmm. Pig. Mm-hmm. How about your nephew Braxton? Does he watch Peppa Pig?
He's watched it, but like he's more of a Paw Patrol fan.
What's Paw Patrol?
They're like little puppies who are like little Avengers, like little heroes.
Oh, that's the word patrol. They're like superhero puppies.
He likes PJ Masks and Sophia the First, although I think he's like moving beyond that and now is getting into like superheroes.
So who's PJ Masks?
PJ Masks are again like little kids who then they kind of like put on their PJs, like they put on their masks and they fight crime.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a retail store that sells secondhand junk. Wait, that's TJ Maxx.
That's TJ Maxx.
Anyway,
yeah.
PJ Maxx. Okay.
And then Sophia the First is like a little kid Disney princess. She can talk to animals, has a flying horse. I like that one.
I'm sure you do.
But he's progressed beyond that. Now we're kind of into, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, that's a classic. Mm-hmm. My kids watch that and they're in their 20s now. Wow. How about Barney? Is he about burned out or what? The big purple dinosaur?
No, he's passe, man.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah. Nobody
watches
Barney.
This is the stuff that I used to have to put up with. And those other Puffalumps or whatever they were called. What were those?
Puffalumps?
I forget what they were called. They one was red, one was yellow, one was...
Oh, the Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Yeah, that about drove me nuts.
Tinky Winky was the purple one.
Yeah.
They were weird.
I got your Tinky Winky. I used to change the channel all the time. But
my sister loved Barney, though. She was obsessed.
Was she really?
She went through a phase. Uh-huh. Sorry, Kristen.
Does she still wear purple?
I don't know. No.
Anyway, Peppa Pig. Parents, help me out because I don't understand why this is a problem.
Mommy, Daddy, look. I've got a playgroup star.
That's fantastic, Peppa.
I remember Madame Gazelle gave me a playgroup star when I was a little piggy.
A long time ago, when Mummy and Daddy Pig were little, Madame Gazelle
Mummy,
was their teacher.
Daddy.
Right! You're bloody well
Mummy,
right!
Mummy, Daddy, I did such a good job today in school.
Yeah, yeah. And you live in Shamokin and you're looking at your kid like, what's with the voice, huh?
Supply. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I'm in trouble.
What's up?
My sister just texted me.
Oh, boy.
Talking about her love of Barney on the radio. She loved Rudy, too. Rudy Rudiger,
right,
man. But then, oh, my gosh, my friend Stevie texted me.
Okay.
Her daughter, Addie, because of Peppa Pig.
Yes.
Pants are now trousers.
Trousers?
Trousers.
I've got dirty trousers.
Here we go. All
right. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's birthday buddy time, but unfortunately, we don't have the opportunity to sing today.
Why not?
Because the only birthday is Liz Phair, who's 54, and she didn't had a couple hits in the 80s, I guess, and Jan Hammer.
Who's Jan Hammer?
The keyboard player who did the theme from Miami Vice.
Oh, cool.
That's it.
I don't have my suit on.
Your Miami Vice suit?
Yeah.
I actually dressed like Don Johnson back then.
Stop it.
Please tell me there aren't any photos of that around.
Anyone
okay?
listening, I would love if to you see do what if have so. A photo of Tom, feel free to private message it to the 94KX Facebook page.
What did that one lady say at the Easter egg hunt on Sunday? I've got photos of you.
She did.
Whenever somebody says that, I get a little scared.
She came running up and was like, I have so many pictures of you, Tom. And I was like, please send them to me.
I know. You were so polite. Please send them. All right, the Czechoslovakian keyboard composer known for his theme to Miami Vice, Jan Hammer, is 71 years old today. I got nothing besides that. So that means it's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Connie Scholsky from Elysburg. She's 62 today.
Aaron Latchaw from Sunbury is 40.
Lisa Cosentine is the big 5-0. Happy birthday.
Woo! nifty-fifty. Deanna Gittins is 34 today.
Ethan Marquette is 23.
Sharon Lusby is 56. Happy birthday.
Deb Yetter from Kramer is 60 today.
Jessica White is 32.
Steve Robinette from Sealands Grove is 47. Happy birthday.
Diane Gross is 65 today.
Kathy Letterman is 47.
Valerie Allman from Cultmont is 38. Happy birthday.
And on the text club, happy birthday to Tanya Williams. She is from Middleburg, and she's 43 years old. Her friend Julie sends that one.
Happy birthday, Tanya. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Lori Yeager from Winfield is 43.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So just like Tanya's friend did, you can text us 49330. You can call us 1-800-326-94KX or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Every single morning, with or without Don Johnson, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Here's the deal.
94.1 WQKX, over 40 years of bringing you the best songs on the radio. Tom and Laura in the morning, and 20 years ago, the Badleys were the big thing here on the radio station. They used to stop by all the time.
That's really cool.
And I have so many
so
many Badleys stories to tell. And maybe we'll share a few of those stories with Pete Friday on Flashback Friday.
Yes, that please. Cool? That would be amazing.
And Pete Palladino is coming to the Front Street Friday night.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We got the tickets.
That's right. So we're going to take caller number one right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
It's 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather. It is a tail wagon Wednesday. And we've got a kitty cat here.
Oh, my goodness.
A big, hairy
kitty
cat.
Beautiful.
Look at all that hair.
Emma Coraline is in the studio.
No, that's Jen from the SPCA.
No, that's the cat.
The cat's name is Emma
Coraline. Oh, she's very fancy.
Mm-hmm. Really? A fancy.
Emma Coraline. She's a fancy Persian Himalayan.
Not the news guy. There you go. Thank
she
you.
She's gorgeous. I can't wait for everyone to see her Facebook Live. We'll talk to Jen after news, sports, and AccuWeather.
Yep. We'll do that next.
Yes.
On a tail wagon Wednesday.
It's my favorite day of the month.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's the stupid news, because Matt will bring the actual news next. From the stupid file, when should you read a sign? If the sign is important, you read it. A 21-year-old guy from where?
Florida.
No, St. Paul, Minnesota, but thanks.
Oh, curveball here today.
He was running from the cops yesterday after he crashed a stolen car.
Okay.
He ran across someone's property that had a sign saying, no trespassing, violators will be shot.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Survivors will be shot again.
Oh.
The homeowner shot him 3 times.
No way.
Absolutely. Now,
that's not funny.
And no, is this guy in trouble? Well, we don't know.
When they were in the area starting to search, they heard gunshots. They closed in looking to where those shots came from and located an adult male with apparent gunshot wounds in a nearby yard. Also with that male was an adult male armed with a handgun who described himself as a homeowner. St. Paul fire paramedics responded to the scene to treat the adult male with the gunshot wounds. The homeowner was cooperative with officers, surrendered his firearm, and an investigation was begun into what occurred there.
Okay, I don't think there's much of an investigation needed. The guy had a sign on his property that said, if you trespass, I'll shoot you, and he did. He shot someone.
Wow.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't think so.
Something tells me no.
But it's his property.
But still, you can't take the law into your own hands.
Exactly.
But it's his property.
I'm
not defending him. I'm just curious.
I'm torn too. I don't know. Is this right?
I mean, example, a farmer has a field.
Right.
There's livestock in the field. Coyotes come.
Right.
You're allowed to shoot those coyotes.
To protect your cattle.
To protect your livestock.
But can you shoot a human to protect your yard? I don't know.
I don't know.
I would say no to that one.
I would say no as well.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Discuss.
Did the man survive at least? The guy that was shot?
I don't. Well, he did. He was all right. I mean, it does say here he survived.
Okay, well that's good.
He survived. Then the guy's not that good of a shot. What was he doing?
Well, there is that too.
Or maybe he was just shooting to warn him.
I don't know about that.
He's wearing 3 bullets. I don't think he was getting much.
Oh boy! Oh, this is not good.
The stupid news file. Crime doesn't pay, especially when you're stupid. KX on a tail wagon Wednesday, sponsored by John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning, providing a clean, healthy indoor environment for the Susquehanna Valley and providing you with pets, because they pay for the fees with Tail Wagon Wednesday.
Yes, they do. John's Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning has been awesome throughout mm-hmm. this whole Tail Wagon Wednesday thing. I mean, it's been going on now, what, over a year?
Yes, and we have 100% adoption rate.
We do, and today I'm just obsessed with her.
You're going to adopt this cat.
No.
I'm calling your husband now, and I'm warning him.
No, I promise. No, the inn is full. I've said it several times.
Uh-huh.
We have four cats. We're good. Plus, then I have Patches, my barn kitty, so the inn is full.
Okay. Jen, sorry.
Oh,
Laura doesn't want the cat, but I'm sure somebody would love this cat. That cat's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She is a very gorgeous cat. She's one of our exotic breeds. So she is a Persian and Himalayan mix. She is 10 years old, so she is a senior lady, and she's very low-key, laid back, but she does love attention. So she will come up and definitely ask for it and crawl on your lap. She's very sweet.
Yeah, I see you petting her and stroking her tail. Her tail is like a work of art.
I guess we probably should mention that the tail is a work of art because she's a long hair cat. So if people aren't familiar with cat breeds, mm-hmm. Jen, a Persian and a Himalayan, when you say exotic, they have certain features, right, that make them special.
Yeah, so with the Persian, she kind of has her little, I call it her smush face, where she just kind of looks like she's flattened, kind of like a pug. And then she also has long, luxurious locks of hair and a beautiful color pattern where it's kind of like a smoky gray uh-huh. mixed in with a darker gray together. So she's a very gorgeous kitty.
Wow, it's like Tinder for animals. Where are we going to swipe with this one?
Which way should we swipe?
No, I'm not a cat guy. I'm a dog guy, but that is a beautiful cat. I mean, she's a little shy, which means that maybe even somebody who is not a cat guy like me could probably adopt this cat because I think she'll just say, leave me alone.
Well, I don't know, though, because I think it's just the environment. Like, the studio is so overwhelming. All right. Amazes me, some of the cats, but they've been kittens that come in and do as well as they do. Because cats are very much like, they like their space. Mm-hmm. They like to be able to smell themselves and, like, have their territory marked, right? So to bring a cat in here, I think sometimes, like, takes them out of their element. So it's not surprising that she's a little shy, but she's purring up a storm when I was petting her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you are the animal whisperer.
I guess. I don't know.
So what do you think, Jen? What kind of home gets this beautiful cat?
Well, she was surrendered to us due to her not getting along with a new cat that they had gotten previously, but she mm-hmm. did live with other cats before then, so she seemed to get along with them. So we do think she could go to a home with other cats. I don't think she's ever been around dogs, but as long as she's introduced appropriately to any other pets, we think she'd do okay with them.
Okay.
I think she needs a nice, quiet home, personally. I think she needs a lap to land on forever.
Like Matt, the news guy's house.
Yes.
Yeah. He needs a pet.
Lisa, are you listening? Well, we're going to go Facebook Live so you all can meet Emma Coraline, which is I think she should be like Princess Emma Coraline.
Okay.
Like, she is a fancy lady.
Okay, could we add the name Princess to her name there, Jen?
All right.
All right, change approved. Thank you so much.
All right, if you want to see Princess Emma Coraline,
mm-hmm.
we will be Facebook Live coming right up with the Tail Wagon Wednesday, 94KX.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You know, we try to entertain you the best way we can every morning. And sometimes we cross the line to make you laugh and entertain you.
Uh-oh. Did we get in trouble for something we said earlier today?
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get in trouble momentarily.
No, Tom. We've already talked about, like, breast milk. And
it's the new house kick.
Oh.
I didn't say I was going to try it on a Tuesday. I'm just saying. And what else do we say today?
This topic was not pre-approved before opening those microphones.
Okay, we talked about Peppa Pig. You got in trouble for that.
I didn't get in trouble. I just called out my sister for her love of Barney on the radio.
Well, let's see if you get invited over for Christmas, okay? Now, I got to play this because it's going to be funny.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Flatulence is funny.
Oh, I know where this is going.
But I'm not going to talk about the guy on ESPN who accidentally let one rip during a show. And he's
denying it. And then tried to cover it with a cough?
Yeah, and he's denying it.
Okay.
And Stephen A. Smith hasn't spoken up yet, but I bet you sooner or later he's going to say, yeah, Max Kellerman let one rip.
Probably.
But anyway, at the same time that controversy is all over social media today, mm-hmm. there was a guy on Britain's Got Talent recently
who
entertained the crowd by doing that thing with your hands.
Oh, yeah.
That I could never do.
Yeah,
or that thing under your
arm. With your armpits, yeah.
Now, given all that, and that's my disclaimer, you guys let me know if this guy is actually good, okay?
Wow, you even went low notes there.
Yep. Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
And wait till you hear what he wraps it up with. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All you people out at SoCo, here comes the Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, wow. I want to know if he's using his armpit or his
hands. I think
hands.
He's doing them both, man. You got to get those low notes with
yeah,
the armpit.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I thought.
So just when he thought America's Got Talent or the Susquehanna Valley's Got Talent,
well,
Britain's Got Talent. Except it's coming out of the wrong end.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes,
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Some peaks of sunshine coming up this afternoon. So that means it's a great day for a Wednesday at the wash.
Absolutely. Our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash are giving you $2 off any car wash. All you have to do is text the word WASH, W-A-S-H, to 49330. Become a member of our text club, and then you'll get that special secret code that we send out every Wednesday.
And you can win bigger, too, right?
That's right. $20. Every week, we choose somebody.
Wow. It's Wednesday at the wash. Every single Wednesday, rain or shine. Kind of like our Easter egg hunts at Ultimate Express Car Wash. Where are they at again? Sealands Grove, Danville, and
Williamsport.
Morning. What a crazy morning it's been. It's been fun, though. Sean Carey's next, and I can guarantee you he will not be talking about drinking human breast milk.
Oh, my goodness gracious, Tom. Did you have to bring that up again?
Well, hey, it's the new health craze, and you're the healthiest person in the room here.
Absolutely not. I say no. I say no. No,
again,
no.
Details in the post-show podcast?
Yes.
Did you hear that's a new feature from the digital media department? Did you get the memo on it?
You know what we should do, though, in our podcast? We should include some of the off-air conversations we have.
We should.
That would be entertainment plus.
It would be. We should do like an extra 10 minutes or something. Where we just chat.
And then like today, for instance, mm-hmm. people would have witnessed me having a sneezing attack over that big hairy cat that was here on Tail Wagon Wednesday.
I forget that you're actually allergic to cats. I do.
Yes.
I forget that. And then I'm like, hold the cat, pet the cat, Tom, what's wrong? And you're like, I'm allergic.
I'm a dog guy, and there's a reason for it.
Yes.
I like cats.
I know. I'm
they
sorry.
They don't agree with my breathing.
I just want to tell everyone listening that if you do go to our Facebook page and watch the live video, at the end, Princess Emma Coraline had a moment where she was nervous and she did hiss a little bit. She's a very sweet
cat.
She's
a very nice cat.
I'm a witness. Yeah, she did
yes,
not do that the whole time.
She did not. No. She was happy and purring and kneading and headbutting us. And then it was just too much. There were a lot of people in here, people in the hallway. And she was like, ooh, I'm scared.
Yeah,
and that's normal.
Well,
it's
6'2",
normal.
So that happens a lot when I walk in the room.
You are. You're a big guy.
He's a very tall guy.
I'm tall.
Yeah. So the cat is out. You love the cat, but it's out at your house because you have cats.
Yes, the inn is full. I know that Sean Carey's inn is full.
Oh, is it really?
Cats. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the inn is full. So that leaves just news guy Matt.
I think, and there he is, cue the cat. I feel like we're going to somehow get Matt to get a pet. His first pet ever.
Matt
Seriously.
And his lovely bride could bring a kitty cat into the family. She could, you know.
Or a dog.
You know, your wife could.
Well, yeah,
she loves Murphy.
He loves Murphy.
He loves a dog. See,
a
there
dog.
You go. He loves
I feel
Murphy.
Like a nice, mellow, calm senior dog who's been there, done that.
How about a possum or like a bobcat or something?
No, thanks.
No?
A mountain lion.
A mountain lion. Yeah, that'd be great. Penn
what
State fans, there you go.
No, thanks.
Hey, Sean Carey's next.
Everybody have a wonderful Tail Wagon Wednesday.
See ya.